6. Biology.
Let's begin. Last week, we learned how most fish use their swim bladder to move around in the water. Remember, when the fish breathes oxygen, some of that oxygen goes into its bladder. This causes the fish to rise in the water. When it squeezes some of the gas out of its bladder, it sinks toward the bottom. So it can move vertically, go up and down, kind of like a hot air balloon. A shark is more like an airplane. Sharks don't have a swim bladder, so they use their forward movement to control their vertical position. The tail is like the shark's propeller. The shark swings it back and forth to move forward. In an airplane, this forward movement pushes air around the wings. For a shark, this forward movement pushes water around the fins. In both cases, the forward movement creates lift. The airplane and shark both rise. Sharks have two pairs of fins on each side of their bodies. These fins are in about the same position as the main wings and tail wings on an airplane. The shark can position these fins at different angles. This changes the path of the water around them and enables the shark to move quickly upward or downward. The shark also has two vertical fins on its back. These are like the stabilizer fin on an airplane. They allow the shark to keep its balance as it moves through the water and help it turn quickly left and right.
Number 1. What did the class study in a previous lecture? Number 2. What does the speaker imply about a shark's movement? Number 3. Which of the following is true according to the lecture? Listen again to part of the lecture and answer the question.
So it can move vertically, go up and down, kind of like a hot air balloon. A shark is more like an airplane.
Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
So it can move vertically, go up and down, kind of like a hot air balloon.